my yard. Going down there to a charge on my account. And I'm calling the people today.
Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes. There was a charge on my account, and I need that to remove because I didn't purchase it.
And just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address?
Nancy Pena. The address is 633 Shea Court, Fairbanks, North Carolina, 28311.
Thank you. And I see that you had an account with our Bites Hub where you did a survey to get a gift.
No.
This could have been like a Makita tool or an iPhone, an iPad, a vacuum cleaner, a mixer.
I don't remember that.
Could you verify your email address?
Nancy, 2000PENA at gmail.com.
Okay, ma'am, so your email address, the phone number you used to call in on, your name and your shipping address all matches back to this account. Now, this was just did on May 18th, where you did a survey to get a gift, and it could have told you that you had to pay shipping and handling if you won.
I'm not interested.
No, ma'am. I'm asking
whatever
you recall
it is,
doing
I just don't
that.
Want to. No.
So you don't recall doing any type of surveys?
No.
Yeah, so we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just wanted to make sure that you don't recall doing any surveys. Before we report this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the order can be penalized. But you can give us a call back later if you want to ask your family members or anybody else in the house if they could have placed this order before we proceed with the investigation.
That's fine. I mean, whatever it is, I'm not interested. I don't want it. It wasn't me. And if it happened to be maybe a child, I don't know.
Okay, ma'am, so the account has been canceled for you, and this will prevent all future charges. Now,
for now,
I will go ahead and issue you a $55 refund, as to there was a $5 non-refundable setup fee. You should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days, and I have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay. Oh, I got to find a pen. What's the cancellation number?
Ma'am, just bear with me one moment. You know, C as in Charlie. 9207. 42. 585.
That's it?
Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too, thank you.